DFS fans, welcome to the PGA DFS Top 5 Values for the Zurich Classic. I always get a little bit of a pep in my step, or more of a pep in my step, I should say. I'm always pretty lively, if you know me or watching my videos. First off, thanks for that. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're not, so you can catch them when they do come live. But I'm a little bit more lively when I recommend playing the winner out of one of these lineups. It's a little bit easier to do transparency corner. And not only did I hit the winner, but I also hit the second place guy in Emiliano Grillo. Let's go ahead and jump right in to the transparency corner. We got Emiliano Grillo. He came in second. Stuart Sink came in first. Chris Kirk came in seventh. Pretty good. Three recommendations there. In fact, you'd been pretty close to the cash line if you just stuck in those three golfers there alone. Problem is, I also recommended Tommy Fleetwood and Harris English, two of the bigger names that actually did miss the cut, sadly. So, again, anytime you can nail the winner and the second place guy and the seventh place guy, especially in the first video of the week, that's a pretty good week. I'll give myself a pretty solid B+. All right, let's jump into this week. It is a different one, of course, for the Zurich Classic. We've got a team event going on. So what I'm going to do here, of course, going to give you the team name, going to give you their salary, and then I'm going to give you 1 year of course history for each of them, as long as they have it, one most recent start for each of them, and then strokes gain ranks. What I'm going to do for those, I'm going to give you the best ranking from the two golfers in each specific category. So let's go ahead and jump right in. First, I'm going to start with the highest price guys, which I would consider my fifth best value, or the fifth best value on the board, and it is Sung J.M. and Byung-Hyun Ahn. $9,100 they're checking in this week. Sung J.M. in his one appearance last year made the cut, came in 37th, while Byung-Hyun Ahn, he's missed the cut each of the last 2 years in the team play event. However, in 2000 and back in 2016, came in second to Brian Stuard, was in that playoff with him, so obviously can make his way around this golf course. Now, when we look at the recent form, it was a great bounce back week from Sung J.M. Last week came in 13th, and that's with kind of a below average Sunday. Byung-Hyun Ahn missed the cut. We look at their strokes gained ranks, though. They have a very nice tandem. 19th off the tee, 62nd on the approach, 15th around the green, and 51st putting. That is pretty good. Certainly the best that I see on the panel of golfers that I picked here for this video. So take a look, Sung J.M. and Byung-Hyun Ahn this week. My second team I want to focus on is Jason Kograk and Pat Perez, a pair of PXG representatives playing here this week. 8,300, they're checking in. Jason Kograk had a 22nd here last year, while Pat Perez had a second here a couple of years ago. So both of them have played well in this event and in this course. Not together, this will be their first time doing that. For Kograk, he's coming in off of a 48th place finish at the Masters, while Pat Perez came in 25th last week at the RBC Heritage, so showing some pretty good form. They've got some pretty good statistics as well, matching up 10th off the tee, 64th on the approach, 128 around the green, and 55th putting. Believe it or not, that is Pat Perez, but Jason Kograk was actually ranked, I think, 60th, so not very far behind in terms of strokes gained putting. All right, the third value I want to talk about is Michael Thompson and Will Gordon. I'm excited about this grouping. Michael Thompson is one of those guys that's kind of just really decent at everything. He doesn't get himself into too much trouble. He's good around the greens. He's a pretty good putter. Doesn't hit the ball that far. Now, enter Will Gordon. That's pretty much all he's got in his arsenal is the long ball. So I like this team. I like the stability in Thompson. I like the upside with Gordon. They're coming in at 7,600. Course history for Michael Thompson, he came in 14th last year in this event, while Will Gordon did not play. This will be his first time doing it. So I really like, again, the combination of talents we got here. Thompson 42nd last week, while Gordon missed the cut. Certainly RBC Heritage and Harbortown, a much better fit for somebody like Thompson rather than Gordon. In terms of strokes gained ranks, I mentioned 14th off the tee. That's Will Gordon. And 125 on the approach, 112 around the green, and 71st putting. Maybe you expect a little bit better out of two guys, but still really good off the tee and pretty good putter, so that can certainly help in an event like this. All right, fourth value, before we get to my best value on the board, second best value, Matthew Neesmith and Chase Seifert, the team there. It's interesting because they've both had years that most at the beginning of the year would say, wow, they aren't going to be that good. They aren't going to have that many main cuts or top 10s or whatever the case may be. But that has been the case. They're going to team up here. They're priced at $7,500, which maybe a little bit more expensive than what we'd like them to be. Their course history, it will be their first time here at TPC Louisiana. Recent form, 48th and 42nd for Neesmith and Seifert, but the start before that, they were both inside the top 20. So pretty good form coming in. 88th as we check into their strokes gain ranks, the best between the two of them. 88th off the tee, 23rd on the approach, 156 around the green, and 47 putting. So they go out and hit a bunch of greens this week, or one of them does, I do expect them to play pretty well here at the Zurich Classic. All right, my best value on the board, a team that I am really excited about this week. Both playing some of their best golf. Both have normal partners rather than John Daly being one of them in this event. And it's Brandt Snedeker and Keith Mitchell. Man, what a blend of talent there. $7,400 on the price. Course history, like I said, they both missed the cut in 2019. Mitchell played with, as I mentioned, John Daly. But they're both playing well recently. Snedeker had a top 10 two starts ago. Also played nicely last week at Harbortown, coming in 42nd. While Keith Mitchell, coming off a 17th place finish, one of his best of the season. So coming in at $7,400, maybe in this field would seem a little high price, but not actually in a great value spot. When we look at their strokes gained, this is what I love the combination. If one of them can get hot with their irons this week, Keith Mitchell 22nd off the tee, Brandt Snedeker 5th around the green, Brandt Snedeker 37th putting. You're going to love that in, remember, two rounds of this is alternate shot. So you're going to love that during alternate shot. Mitchell, when he's able to drive the ball, is going to be able to put Snedeker in positions that Snedeker is not used to hitting. Likely going to be have a few more wedges in his hand, which, of course, we know is Snedeker is pretty dangerous on. Keith Mitchell's also been a better putter this year as well. So even if it is Mitchell putting, I wouldn't be that scared. So, okay, let's go ahead 5-1 again. Sungjae Im, Byung-Hun Ahn, Jason Kokrak, Pat Perez, Michael Thompson, Will Gordon, Matthew Neesmith and Chi Seifert, followed by Brandt Snedeker and Keith Mitchell. All right, that will do it for the PGA DFS Top 5 for the Zurich Classic. I know it's a little bit of a different one here this week, so stay tuned. We'll have plenty of great content coming out, trying to sift through the noise of partner golf and find you the best teammates this week. So stay tuned. Of course, like and subscribe to our channel here, and we will see you on the other side, everybody. Cheers.